Are you saved by grace or works? We believe that through the atonement of Christ, all mankind may be saved by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel, the third article of faith. Heavenly Father wants all of His children to return to Him. The help or strength He gives us through the love of Jesus Christ is called grace. The things we must do are called works. To gain eternal life, we need both grace and works. A Christian author, C.S. Lewis, compared grace and works to the blades of a pair of scissors. Both are necessary. To ask, "Are you saved by grace or works?" is like asking, "Do you cut with this blade or that one?" We receive God's grace because of the atonement. We can't raise ourselves from the dead, so the resurrection is an example of His grace. We can't purify ourselves from sin, so the Lord's forgiveness is another example of grace. But before He will forgive us, we must repent. That's our part, our works. Besides repentance, our works also include receiving ordinances, keeping covenants, and serving others. While these works are necessary for salvation, they aren't sufficient. They are not enough because we can't live perfect lives, but we can do our best to live righteously. By doing so, we invite the Lord's grace into our lives and qualify for the gift of salvation. If your friends ask, "Does your church believe you are saved by grace or works?" you could say, "We believe that we are saved by grace after all we can do." See 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 23. We don't earn salvation. Heavenly Father and the Savior will bless us with eternal life through their grace if we do our part. They have asked us to have faith in Jesus Christ, repent throughout our lives, be baptized, and receive other ordinances, and faithfully endure to the end. If we do that, we are promised eternal life through the grace of God. Extra, extra. To learn more about grace and works, read these scriptures. Works: Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, chapter 7, verse 21, and chapter 10, verse 22. James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. Grace: John chapter 1, verse 17. Acts chapter 15, verse 11. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 24. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. Both: 2 Nephi chapter 10, verse 24. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 23. Mosiah chapter 13, verse 28. Alma chapter 42, verse 23. Moroni chapter 10, verses 32 through 33. Also read, "Have You Been Saved?" Ensign, May 1998, by Elder Dallin H. Oaks in the Gospel Library at www.lds.org. End of the article. Are you saved by grace or works?